The ABS have just released their January unadjusted regional labour force data, and once Pete Faulkner, our business consultant expert from Conus Business Consultant, runs it through his algorithm, it holds some surprisingly positive news for Cairns, but much of that might hinge on the extremely low original number. Pete Faulkner's here to run us through it. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Keir. How are you?
I am well. So the original unbaked number that came from the ABS, what was that?
Hold on to your hats. It was 1.6%. That's an unemployment rate that is obviously unbelievably ridiculous.
So just say that again. The ABS have said that the unemployment rate in Cairns is 1.6%.
Correct. Yeah. So I think we can ignore that. The reason for it, look, I've been digging into the actual underlying data over the weekend. This came out on Thursday and have spent the weekend digging around in as much data as we can get from the ABS. And there are clearly some issues around some of the age cohorts within our region. But even allowing for, and I've made some adjustments to those, and even allowing for that, we can still only really get the unemployment rate in Cairns up around the sort of 4.5%. That's on our Conus CBC staff selection trend number, which is a seasonally adjusted trend. Even that, I think, is too low. And what we're likely to see in coming months is when we get some more reliable and believable numbers coming out of the ABS survey, that we'll see that trend probably being, well, almost certainly being revised up somewhat.
And I guess this does highlight what we've seen as issues with the ABS data, and, you know, just in terms of the very small the sample size that it works upon.
Yeah, exactly right, exactly right. So the sample size is so small that when we look at these regional numbers, the original data can just get ridiculously volatile, which is why we do all this statistical work to try and trend out and smooth out some of that volatility. But there's only so much you can do when the number itself, the underlying number, is that volatile. Even, as I say, even with some adjustment that I've done over the weekend, we're still looking at a trend around 4.5%, which is too low. I don't believe it's there. I think what we can say, however, is that the unemployment rate in Cairns has continued to trend down. My feeling is, gut feeling is, we're probably sitting somewhere just below 6%, which is a little bit lower than the state average and a bit higher than the national average.
Flip it around, though, Pete, and then look at the actual employment numbers, is there a bit greater clarity there?
Yeah, exactly. So the employment numbers are much clearer, and it comes down to that the sample size that you were mentioning. When you're looking at sort of 4,000 or 5,000 unemployed people in the sample, that can bang around a lot with very small movements. On the other hand, the employment number, we're looking at about 122,000 people. So clearly the sample is a lot bigger and not so susceptible to these big swings. And what we can see from the employment data is that Cairns has been seeing some pretty healthy employment growth over the past year. We're up around about 8,000 people employed over the past 12 months. And indeed, most of that has actually come in the last sort of 6 months. So the past 6 months, we've really started to see a pickup in employment outcomes in the Cairns region. And on our trend basis, we're now sitting above the previous highs that we saw back in 2008, 2010, 2013. We've always sort of banged around about 120,000 and never managed to break through that. We finally got to 122,800 on our latest data.
So underneath all of this, there is actually some quite positive news for the
absolutely, no question. I mean, there's no question. You can ignore the unemployment numbers and by definition, therefore, the unemployment rate as being thrown out by some wacky numbers, and we'll see that smoothed out over coming months once some more believable numbers come in. But as far as the employment situation is concerned, there's no question. I mean, we've seen a gradual ramp up in employment numbers for some time now in Cairns. That pace of growth has picked up over the last 6 months, and certainly now employment in Cairns is looking stronger than it has been for some time.
All right, Pete Faulkner, as always, really appreciate the assistance in helping us to understand these numbers.
No worries, Keir. You have a great day.
You too. Catch you next time. Pete Faulkner there from Conus Business Consulting, 11 minutes away.